Can you trust online reviews?
Choosing a hotel, restaurant, or new product can be a daunting task. There's so much on offer, and making a mistake can be expensive. This is why many people turn to online reviews, also called user reviews, opinions and information written by people who have used a service or bought a product. But can we trust them?
About 70% of Americans say they believe online user reviews. According to experts, this is because when we read a review by another consumer, we feel like we're getting a personal recommendation from a friend. But a recent study shows that about one-third of online reviews are fake. Apparently, companies are so desperate for good reviews that they've started to play the system. So, how do they do it?
One trick is to give glowing reviews to your own product or service. Best-selling crime writer R.J. Ellery was recently caught writing 5-star reviews of his own books on Amazon.com. Using a pseudonym, he called one of his books a modern masterpiece and said another would touch people's souls. R.J. also wrote scathing reviews of his competitors' books.
Another tactic is to buy good reviews. Last year, the Cove Hotel in Cornwall was caught giving guests discounts if they wrote honest but positive reviews on TripAdvisor. The ploy worked. One guest called the Cove a dream come true, and another simply wrote, "I didn't want to leave."
Some people are even making a living by writing favorable reviews. In 2010, American Todd Rutherford launched GettingBookReviews.com. It has since closed down. For $99, Todd would write a positive review of your book on Amazon.com. And for $999, he'd write 50. At one point, Todd was making more than $28,000 per month. And one of his clients, John Locke, became a best-selling author thanks to Todd's reviews.
So, how can you spot a fake review? First, if the reviewer uses lots of highly positive language, such as fabulous, incredible, and best ever, it's probably fake. Secondly, if the review reads like an advertisement, it has perfect wording, for example, it probably is an ad. And finally, if the review is negative, but also speaks highly of a competitor, it might have been written by that competitor.
So, how do you rate this article?